depends on how much one understands the path and realities.
How do we gently get rid of our bad friends? Very quickly, I've cut people off before, and I wonder if that's the correct thing to do.
If you know who's who, and you know how to be friend with different friends.
A friend who doesn't know Dhamma might not be a bad friend, it's just someone who's there, like in any form of life, contact. But a bad friend is, I think, what you're talking about is the person who can actually take you away from the Dhamma in some way, from the right path, purely because you have those accumulations to sort of drift that way.
And for what purpose do we have a friend or friends? For what purpose?
Friendship, support. In the Dhamma sense, Ajahn?
Dhamma? Because I think that we have friends for helping them.
Support.
Yeah. To have more understanding. So that's the use of having friends, because we don't expect anything from them, but as much as we can do to our friends. Otherwise, it's useless to be a friend just for something else.
The risk of being away from good friends and being amongst so-called bad friends, no matter how serious you are, the influence of bad friends is always there to pull you away.
If you have Dhamma in mind, always Dhamma, no danger at all, because you are not anyone's enemy. You are friendly to everyone, no matter that person is bad or good. So when you think that you have enemy, it means that you yourself has anger, enemy towards them. So when you have Dhamma in mind and you develop Dhamma, no matter where you are, you'll be good friend for those who are bad and good. But that's why we should have more and more understanding of Dhamma, enough.
What about the friends who teach you in the name of right view,
yeah,
teach you wrong view?
They're the dangerous ones, because if they're teaching the counterfeit Dhamma, the one that looks like the right one, but slightly wrong, that is hard to detect. So, yeah, what can we do? Only develop understanding.
Myself don't associate with those people, because I can sit and I can talk and I can go anywhere with them, but not with that idea. Because now we have friends. It's like I have friends or you have friends, but what is meant by friend here is the idea. Yeah. So you associate with the right idea or wrong idea.
Like studying the Tipitaka, can that be considered as having a good friend?
Certainly, Buddha was a best friend. On that story I just told before about the arahat, the monk who wasn't enlightened, who had all the arahant students, the commentaries say it is considered they got enlightened by the Buddha, actually, those monks, because that monk was just repeating the Buddha's words very accurately and very carefully, so they are actually considered enlightened by the Buddha directly.
That's why he said that the teaching is the Buddha himself.
I very much enjoyed the discussion yesterday when you were stressing on understanding the moment a lot. I thought it was a very excellent discussion yesterday.
How are we going to understand the moment if we don't know the moment? Understand the moment in pariyatti.
That's why panya grows stage by stage. Without pariyatti, it's impossible to have the higher level.
Because I realize it's only on the level of thinking, right, Ajahn?
Can panya see understand the difference between the moment of having reality as object and the moment when there is concept as its object?
Panya also comes with some detachment too. It's not like Tsukin just indicated, when there's wanting to have this separation, that's not really understanding the doorways for sure. That's not understanding anything. Because panya doesn't come with attachment at all.
Usually, there is always the idea of something is seen, like person and thing, in the day. But since we have heard about the absolute reality of visible object, that what is seen in the absolute sense is only visible object. And can that be conditioned for a moment of realizing or being aware just in split seconds that it's only, we don't have to say out or think in words that it's only visible object, but the development of understanding, so one knows that the understanding without thinking is another level of understanding.
So, like, because I'm always in the level of thinking, I think, mm-hmm. like, I say, oh, this sees because there's a citta that sees, and it's already long gone,
but later
you know, it's
on,
a
later
big
on,
fat story.
Later on, it will be the moment of understanding visible object as just a reality. And this will gradually eliminate the idea of someone. So when panya grows enough up to different degrees of jhana, and then it's so usual that whenever awareness is arise, there is the understanding of visible object as just visible object. Otherwise, panya does not grow. So one knows that if there is only thinking that visible object is visible object in mind, that is not the development of understanding visible object while one sees that it's only a moment of experiencing a reality which cannot be seen when one closes one's eyes. So there are people only when there is thinking about visible object.
And also you can maybe understand the uncontrollability of all, like now there is seen and with eyes open we can't stop it. You just can't stop it. You know, that's so clear. I can't stop the hearing now. Try and stop hearing this, my voice. Can't stop it. You know, it's just happening. Different doorways happening all the time. Very, very dukkha.
And later on when panya develops, there can be the understanding of no seeing yet, no hearing yet, nothing appearing yet, pavanka. For example, like close your eyes, what appears. Even there is nothing appeared, there is the one which experiences. The citta is there. See, that quality which knows, because at that moment it doesn't mean that nothing at all. See, there must be the citta. But citta at that moment does not see, does not hear. And then sound appears. So you understand the different moment, the anantrapachya and the ayatana for each different object.
Which level is this?
Developed and developed.
Later
but
on.
Yeah.
That's later. Okay.
But what is real, and what Buddha taught is real, past, that can lead one to understand this. Otherwise, there would be no moment of understanding whisper object as whisper object at all. It's only thinking about no one here. But that can be the moment of understanding visible object as just a reality.
Can you wait a long time? Are you patient? Patience for that?
Yeah. In Pali, you used that word in the beginning. In Thai means the one which can burn the kilesa.
Does Kanti always mean patience?
Can we pinpoint the quality of citta with different degrees of cetasika? For example, sanya is memory. When one remembers this as a tower, it's so common. But what about the sanya with vitakka about reality and higher level? It's there too. So the each cetasika changes by the other cetasikas which accompany too.
So what can Kanti
be? It can be kusala moment with the other cetasikas. Mm-hmm. It can be virya, it can be adosa, see, arising together. Mm-hmm. We don't have to pinpoint because the blending of all cetasikas and citta at different moment.
What's the exact definition of Kanti?
Kanti is patient.
Mm, but it doesn't have to be just patience.
There are also other cetasikas arising and make the quality of kanti different too. Like memory, see? Memory without understanding. And memory that doesn't take time at all. just know what it is. We don't have to think over, consider over. But the sanya, which goes with right understanding, is different from just knowing that this is stable. That's why there are many words for cetasikas, not only 52 cetasikas. More than that.
Kanti is not necessarily kusala.
In a way, it is because it arises with kusala citta at that moment without lobha and dosa. Because usually people think that one has kanti when one has no anger. But it should be at moment of, should have lobha, but there is no lobha by kanti.
But what does the function of...
patience to be wholesome.
No, what about the other side when you are having dosa but you are not reacting?
That at moment it is akusala, mm-hmm. right? So people use the word kanti too, but at moment when citta is still akusala, but it does not say anything at all, did not do any harm, and people think that there is a level of kanti in that sense. But in reality, kanti should be moment of kusala, because at that moment one doesn't say anything, and the citta is not a kusala either.
So you could have dosa and but not say anything. It's still unwholesome, but it's not as bad as if you get up and punch somebody. That's more bad. But just sitting there very tense is still unwholesome, yeah.
I'm interested in what you said about the kanti against lobha arising.
Dosa, lobha, all akusala.
Uh-huh. So when there's something pleasant, you can have kanti for that also.
Mm-hmm. Not having lobha towards that object. Mm.
So hard.
When it's so pleasant. All qualities of kusala should be developed. Otherwise, it's impossible to eradicate desire or attachment and doubt and ditti. Absolutely.
If someone doesn't seem to have any interest in learning about anatta and the deepest parts of the teachings, should we then try to help them understand, say, sila or dana or other aspects of the teachings, do you think, instead, rather than just understanding about that if they don't seem to be interested in that?
You see that what Buddha taught us while the other didn't teach us is about anattaness and the development of satipatthana. So if it's that level, that person doesn't see the virtues of Buddha at all.
Like when there's Brahma Vihara, the practice of Brahma Vihara, there can also be...
Why do you say the practice of Brahma Vihara?
When there's action of Brahma Vihara, like you're assisting somebody with karuna or giving some, yeah, things like that, helping the action that is considered as Brahma Vihara, there can also be the study of realities at that moment as well, couldn't there? It's
because if one does not understand Brahma Vihara as realities, it's still I. Anything besides the faculty of experiencing is cetasika.
But it's a combination, not just one, yeah. It's adosa plus something else.
So what is metta?
Adosa
cetasika. And when does one have metta? Not at moment of reciting metta, but at moment of being friendly, ready to help.
And it would arise with samatha.
All kusala citta is calm.
Panya doesn't have to arise with metta at a low level, but if it's been developed to a high level, then panya would arise with metta, because panya would have to understand kusala citta very clearly if it was going to be developed. Is that correct, Ajahn? I think at a very basic level, panya doesn't have to arise with metta.
By accumulation, one is good natured, right? But in order to develop, there must be panya to see that metta should be developed.
What's the difference between panya, other types of panya, other than panya of satipatthana or panya of the Eightfold Path?
This moment of understanding. Mm-hmm. It's no one. It's Panya which understands.
Yes.
With the Sotapanna, would they have to have a high level of metta, or could they be a bit unfriendly with people?
Whenever there is dosa, there is no metta. Does one always have metta?
No. I don't think I have metta at all.
You have attachment.
Yeah, it's true, you know. It's true. And I'm, now, I just realized it this morning. Sometimes yesterday.
You do, like when you want the other to understand and you try to help your workers to hear Dhamma.
Then I probably think I don't have enough metta. That's why I get dosa.
At the moment when there is dosa, there is no metta.
There's quite a noticeable change. So that's one of the advantages of being in the right place. Yeah.
Can we know the others?
Yeah, this is pure speculation. Pure speculation.
Ajahn, do we have to find the cause of dosa? Like, for example, I was thinking why I'm always having dosa and arising. What are the lopas that I'm attached to? And then I found out there's a lot. And I didn't know that it was... I'm always angry at my mother-in-law because she's so rich and she never helps people.
But Buddha didn't teach us to be the world manager.
Yeah, so I realized that, oh gosh, I'm attached to wanting everybody to help everybody, you know?
You're attached to having the world like you like it. It makes you feel good.
You know, Ajahn, I was thinking, how can a person so stingy and yet so rich?
You cannot do anything. But what's your feeling when you think like that? It's nice to have such feeling on and on?
No.
So instead of thinking about that, why not thinking about what can you do for her instead? So because you can do what you'd like to do to better to develop right understanding and kusala, but you cannot change the other from akusala to kusala, but you can change by understanding of your own.
Ajahn, and you said that kalayamita, so okay, this is a family that we live in, right? Because of her wrong view, she also expects
by
us to be like that.
By understanding Dhamma as Dhamma, see? This is the meaning of Dhamma. Dhamma is Dhamma. But if there is not enough understanding of Dhamma, then it's somebody all the time. What about? She is the object for your development of Kanti. Otherwise, when everything is so pleasant, everyone is so pleasant. See, you don't have object for developing Kanti.
Easy to say, but when it happens, when you hear someone scolding you for giving you
something. Because at that moment, it's not Dhamma. See, that's why we study Dhamma, in order to understand that Dhamma is Dhamma. But when there is no understanding, it's not Dhamma anymore, it's someone like your mother. But in reality, it's Dhamma. All are Dhammas. Akusala Dhamma here and Akusala Dhamma there too. So the Brahma Vihara shouldn't just be a dream, but it should develop in daily life too. What about metta, if not karuna? Sorry about the akusala citta that she has accumulated, or thinking of the kamma, the ubekha, according to her accumulation. Even one's mother or one's father, one cannot help if that person has accumulated lots of akusala, like Buddha's father-in-law. See?
Giving dana should be done with understanding. Right, so
We can develop more and more understanding, not just having kusala without understanding.
So isn't it better to try to teach them dhamma first?
It depends on the accumulation. If they do not want to hear, it's useless.
Anyway, if they give without understanding, it's not so much useful.
But if you are nice to everyone,